My name is Erin McPherson. I'm the Valhalla Fest Director of Music and Media and one of the founders when we started in 2017.
Yeah, could you tell me about the lineup this year?
Yeah, so for Valhalla Fest this year, we have a new acoustic stage. We got a lot of positive feedback last year from having acoustic music, and so we're bringing live acoustic music again this year. We've got a couple new people from down south that we're bringing up. Jody B is one of them. I'm super excited for her. And then for this year's kind of more EDM focus, I'm super excited that we get to expand our style of music. For Saturday night, we're having Kai Tammy is our headliner, and she's going to be double teaming with Phonic Ops, and she's a live violin player, and she gets remixed live, and it's absolutely amazing to get to see kind of a classical mix with EDM sort of genre. It's something we've never been able to present before, and we get to present it this year. And we're also working with High Society from down south, and they are a PK sound system rig, and so they're coming up, so we get to not only experience PK here in the north, but it's the first time that an EDM festival up here in this area has been able to do that, and we're super excited to show everybody what kind of sound system it can feel and sound like. And we've got a bunch of new activities planned. We have yoga classes all the time. We've got a bunch of new art classes. We're going to be having live paintings being done. And we have two new art pieces this year. We have a super gorgeous giant metal sunflower that emits fire in the center and has flaming flaming stem and leaves. And then we have, hopefully if they get done, these giant 11-foot tall doors that will open to our nighttime stage that is Asgard. And so people can push through and enter the gates of Asgard as they're going to the stage.
Wow. Who's making these metal works? Like, are you guys kind of commissioning them, or is it artists that pitch you ideas?
It's so all of our art is kind of a mix between volunteers who are just inspired by art in their daily life or inspired by art they've seen at Valhalla. And so they ask if they can just bring art or make art. And we're totally cool with anyone bringing an art piece. We encourage even people who haven't pre-planned to bring whatever art they want to, because we really want to expand the art availability in Northern BC. But all of our really large scale art pieces are actually done by one of the other directors, Jordy, who's our grounds crew and art director. He gets inspiration from travels and from like going to Burning Man, and he comes home with these wacky ideas and he just starts making things. So like last year we had this ginormous 22-foot tall sword that's been stuck into the ground that has LED lights in it, and it glows and pulsates with the music. And this year he made two new art pieces. He was like very inspired by the situations outside of Canada, and so we have this giant flaming sunflower, which is kind of a nod to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Because their national flower is the sunflower. So, and then we have these ginormous doors, which is something you see in kind of old Norse images of going up to the gates to enter like Asgard and Valhalla, and you know, after your great battle. So it was kind of a nod to that traditional art style.
Beautiful. Yeah, it sounds very Burning Man-ish. So you did have a festival last year, but you would have been one of like kind of the rarer like festivals, I think, that was able to kind of squeak in when things looked really positive. Like, I myself was working with Midsummer and I was like, we're doing it this year, we're gonna put it in the fall, and then it didn't happen. So are you expecting, though, this year, like a major uptick in attendance, and how have pre-sales been?
So yeah, last year was kind of funny because we knew going into June we weren't going to be able to have our festival during its normal summer solstice time. So we held off and we kept working on the grounds regardless, just to say, you know, hey, at least we got them ready for 2022. That'll be fine. And then we got notified on July 1st or July 4th, I can't remember which one, that we were actually going to be able to hold the festival if we did it in September. And so we were like, well, I guess we're doing it. And so we picked September, like the first weekend of September, which was the 3rd, the 4th, and the 5th. And 2 days before our festival, we got notified that the Northern BC region was going to lock down on the 6th. And so we quite literally threaded the needle, but it was the rainiest Valhalla we've ever had. We've dubbed it Rainhalla. And so the population was quite small last year because it was just wet. It was very wet. But this year, we've actually seen a huge uptick in pre-sales. We've sold as many pre-event tickets this year that we did for our entire festival in 2021. So it's looking really good. We're looking at a pretty big population increase, so we're pretty excited for that.
Great. And sort of my last question just before housekeeping, like where can people get tickets and find you online and all that sort of stuff? How does someone like, how do you prepare yourself for Valhalla?
Oh, that's a really interesting question. Preparation for Valhalla is a lot of just getting the grounds ready, but it's also making sure that we have enough volunteers, making sure everybody feels comfortable with their roles, making sure all of our volunteers are trained as safely as possible. We work with Northern Health to make sure a good portion of our volunteers are Narcan trained, first aid trained. We try to make sure that everybody who doesn't necessarily want to work during the festival but would like to help out pre or post festival has roles. We've increased our communication this year by using Slack. And of course, there's always like the personal prep of like, which outfits am I going to sew this year? Like, what personal art pieces am I going to bring? Because of course, I'm not making a 22 foot tall steel sword. There's still small art pieces that I want to bring. And so it's just kind of that prep and making sure I've got all my snacks ready and yeah, that sort of thing.
And what about people who want to attend? How can they best be prepared, do you think?
So, if people want to attend, we do have tickets available online on valhallafest.ca. There's a drop-down menu where you can go and select tickets or merch for pickup when you go to the gates. We do also have a camping prep list under the Get Ready event drop-down menu, and it has suggested items like biodegradable plant-based glitter because everybody likes to wear glitter, but we really try to move people away from microplastics because it can be really bad for the environment, and especially because we're in an old growth forest, we want to reduce the amount of small plastics or waste that end up in the ground or that could end up in the stream. And there's a whole packing list involves of how much water you should bring, sunscreen, bug spray, different types of clothes that we recommend because we are in a northern rainforest type environment. You may not want to pack those short shorts. It may be better to pack some pants that have little zip aways. And so we have a whole packing list that's suggested items so that they can always be prepared at Valhalla.
Okay, great. Are there any new health measures that you've put in place that you learned kind of through the pandemic that you're like, oh, we want to keep that, we really like that?
So one of the things that we added last year to our cleaning rotations was sanitizing the porta potties. That wasn't something we would do necessarily every hour in previous years, but last year we had to do it to stay compliant with the pandemic and to stay compliant with the
Northern health
like
regulations.
yeah the northern health conditions. And so that's one of the things that we are going to be moving forward with is sanitizing porta potties. If not every hour, every other hour, every porta potty has hand sanitizer. We also offer hand sanitizer at the front gates so that nobody has to touch the same pens or iPads when they're doing sign-ins. We're also encouraging everybody to kind of like camp in clusters so that you are maintaining kind of that safety of sorts, and we have quite a large space on the grounds for camping, so you are able to kind of cluster with your safe group. And we always encourage masks. It's one of the things that has been popular for a lot of festivals just because it's fun, and most times, they're not necessarily very health conscious. Sometimes they'll be made out of lace, or sometimes they'll be made out of, those plastic beads. But we're always encouraging people to wear masks if they're not 100% comfortable. We're discouraging, sharing beverages and sharing smokes. We're encouraging everybody to kind of come prepared to supply yourself so you're not sharing items or sharing drinks or anything like that.
Okay, great. And then just where can people find you on socials?
So you can find us on Facebook under Terrace Valhalla Fest, and we also have an Instagram, which is at Terrace Valhalla Fest.
Awesome. Aaron, thanks so much for taking the time and yeah, hyping up Valhalla Fest. I already know some people from Smithers who are going, and everyone's excited for it this year.
Yeah, I'm super excited. We have a bunch of DJs from Smithers who are coming out, and two of my stage managers, Aiden and Blaine, who run the Smithers Brewery, are also helping me run one of the stages, and they're super cool. So I'm really excited to get the Smithers crew out to Terrace again this year.
Awesome. Okay, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.